Let's see, today is May 14th, 2011, Golfing with Ease Workshop. And we're going to start with lesson number 273, bending with, doesn't make sense, closed fist. Okay, so standing there on the carpet with your arms down by your side, see if you can drop down into feeling and noticing your feet. And you can do this with shoes on or off, so you know, it doesn't matter, but eventually you're going to take your shoes off. So, and let's draw your awareness and attention to your right foot. And there's three parts that I'd like you to start to pay attention to. We call it the ball of the big toe, the ball of the pinky toe, and the heel. And in our work, we call this a tripod. And so you just want to notice on the right foot, how is the weight distributed on your right tripod? Don't try to fix it, change it, or make it even. Just notice. Okay, because what we do throughout the day will change it. You don't need to change it right now. So really get a clear idea of that right tripod. And now can you pull your attention, your awareness, over to your left foot? So you don't physically move at all, you just move your mind. And then you drop down into your left foot. And how is that tripod? Okay, so from that, see if you now can keep in your mind both tripods. Okay, and then you come up into your pelvic area, your pelvis, and then you're going to bring yourself into just imagining you're going to go into your golf swing. You don't need your club, just, you know, you just go into that position, and I want you to notice what you do. How do you organize yourself to get ready? Just feel what you do. So just imagine your club is in front of you and you're getting ready. And then drop your awareness into your tripods again. Notice what you do with your knees, your back, your pelvis. So go ahead, actually, you know, go ahead. You can physically bring your hands here. And I want you to feel, what do you do in your knees? What do you do in your hips? How do you feel right now in your back? Good. Now come out of it and go into it again. Now notice, do it a few times, because I'd like you to feel what's the very first thing you do. Excellent, Eric. Notice what, yeah. Do you take the pelvis back? Do you bend the knees? It's a good question. What do? Do you bend at the waist? So notice what is the very first thing you do to get there. And then the chain reaction. So there's the first movement, and then what follows? Don't analyze it, just become aware of it. And then straighten up. Good. Good. Okay, and then the next time you come up, rest for a second, kind of march your legs. Okay, so the next time that you go into the movement, see if you can think of your tailbone coming back, but at the same time, your head is coming slightly forward. And then come back up, okay? It's kind of like a teeter-totter. You guys all know what a teeter-totter is, right? And then where in that do the knees bend? Yeah, find when is the moment, tail back, head forward and knees bend, feel that, and then come up. Good, now the next thing to feel as you do that is to make a clarification for all of you about your hips and the hip joints. So many people think this is your hips, okay? This is not your hips. This is the side of your pelvis, okay? So here's your pelvis, and your pelvis is made of three big bones, okay? But your hip is actually the femur that goes right here, okay, into the socket. So you're all going to find your hip joints now, okay? So, and you're going to be surprised, it's way closer in to the center than you think. We all want to get out here, but it's right in the center here. So find, it's like a hole, there's like a gap there. And so now if you really go into, like, you're going to squat, your fingers should suck into those holes. And I want you to find those. I want you to feel those holes. That's really important, because that's what we're going to pay a lot of attention to, is those hip joints. Does everybody find them? Does everybody feel where the hip is? That's the pelvis. That's different. So if you're in your swing thinking here, from a physics standpoint, that's going to be really different than if you're here, dramatically. Because here is what's below? Tripod. What's out here? The outside, right? The outside of your leg. So just shifting that awareness where your center is huge. Everybody feel clear about those hip joints? So now let's go back to doing the movement of taking the tail out and the head. Feel the knees and feel that bend in the hip. Just feel it. Just become aware of these things. Just all about awareness. Yeah? Good? Any questions? Okay. So now, come back to standing, and you're going to turn to the left. And I'd like you to turn your waist, your shoulders, and your face. And then you're going to stay to the left. Okay? Everything's turned to the left. Good. And now drop down into your feet and notice, do you tend to be more forward now on the left foot over both feet, or are you more back on the right foot? So just observe. What do you do? Now staying here, begin to just tilt your head so that your chin comes down to your chest and raise it up, not moving anything else. So you'll feel the back of the neck gets long. Nice. And now the next time that you tilt the chin down, shift your pelvis straight over to the right. So you bring all your weight onto the right foot. Nothing else changes. And then you lift the chin back up and come back to the start. So come back over. Right? Shift your weight. Right? So if you're turned, your weight, you shift the right hip. And then as you lift the chin back up, you come to center on the feet. You drop the chin, and it's like you're sticking your right cheek back. But I don't want you to really follow me so much. I want you to feel it. That's it. And now, what are you doing in your spine? Can you let your spine fold some? Can you let? Yeah, that's what I want. And then come back. Yeah. And then, there. And there. So as the head drops, the butt sticks out. Yeah. Good, good, good. Good. And then come back. Yeah. Good. Nice. You got that part. And then when you come back. Yeah. There. And now slowly fold. There. Make sure you go slow. And are you really hanging your head? That's it. And then lift. And with any of these movements, if you feel tired and you need to pause, you can always pause and then we come back to it. That's it. There. There. You okay? Okay, so turn. Yeah, don't have to bend the knees. Keep the legs, just turn. And now drop your head and stick your butt out. Perfect. And now come up. Straighten up. There. And then stick that cheek out and soften this chest. That's it. There. And now there. Good. And again, since I'm helping everybody, if you need to pause, you can pause. Stick your butt out. Way out here. There. And drop your head more. That's it. Fold all that. And now lengthen. Come up. Remember when I said in the beginning I'm going to have you do things that maybe don't make sense? That's it. That's it. Soft. There. Drop this head. Good. And come up. Beautiful. Can you turn the... Yeah. Now, stick that butt back. Yes. There. And, but not by bending your knees. Taking this back. Yeah. And drop your... There. That's it. Okay. You're doing good. Everybody come back to the center. And just feel your feet. And just notice if anything changed. Is something different? Yes? Feel your feet. Yeah, so something changed. See, change is really easy. The awareness. Change happens really quick, really, really quick. Okay, so now we're going to turn to the other side. So turn everything to the right, shoulders. Start with just your head. Your chin drops down, and then you pull it up. And after doing that a few times, remember what you did on the other side. Okay, come back here. Let me help you. Just first turn. There. And no bending but your head.
Oh, okay.
Now just drop Roz. Good. And then up. And see if we can... So just ask yourself, can you take that right shoulder a little bit more behind you? And can the arms hang down by your side? Now start sticking the left butt cheek down, but bring your head here. Yeah, you're tending to... So you're not looking over...
I'm not looking back here.
You're not looking. Your chin drops right over your chest, and then you come back up. Yeah. And then back and up. And back and up. Good. So let's see if you can stay over here. You move so nicely.
Thank you.
That's it. Now, can you keep your knees straight, though? There. And now I want you to just stick your butt back. Yeah. That's what I want. And then come up. And stay this way. So you straighten, and now you... That's it. Feel what you do in that hip joint.
Yep.
That's it. Beautiful. Nice. Really good. Really good. There you go. Can you let this... Yeah, is this your shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, good. And now soften this chest and stick this derriere out. There.
Oh, that much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Come back to center and feel yourself again. And we're going to come back to this later. So just see how it feels now in standing. Okay? And now let's go down to your mats. So if you did keep your shoes on, please go ahead and take your shoes off now. And you're going to lie on your back. If you have glasses on, take your glasses off. And we're going to go here for about 45 minutes, so if anybody needs the bathroom, this would be a good time, and then race back. But yeah, go ahead and take your shoes off, and then go ahead and lie on your back. And now we're going to begin what's called lesson number 367, crossing legs and twisting. So we always start a lesson lying on your back with your legs long, your arms down by your side, and begin to become aware of yourself, starting with your head and noticing how your head is resting on the floor, noticing what's called your cervical spine, and how that is actually usually raised away from the floor. And then notice when and where in your spine you begin to make contact again. Notice how much of your spine can you sense as you travel down in between your shoulder blades, down to your mid to lower back, and then into your lower back. And then noticing how your pelvis rests on the floor. And in your mind, can you get the sense of the two sides of your pelvis? So your spine connects to the center part is actually called your sacrum. And what most people don't realize is then the two pelvic bones on the side articulate around the sacrum, so there's movement there. Otherwise, we would be hopping. You wouldn't be able to walk. So that's just a good thing to become aware of, that there's movement back there. And then noticing your legs and how your legs lie on the floor. And notice if one leg, it may feel more comfortable, it may feel longer, one leg might feel more turned out. And again, you're just becoming aware in a way of who you are, how you're in yourself, how you experience yourself. And then lastly, become aware of your breathing, your breath. And there are four parts to your breathing. We have what's called the inhalation, and at the very end of your inhalation, there's a pause. And we need that pause so that we can transition into exhalation. And then we have the exhalation, and then again another pause. So become aware of your breath and your breathing. See if you can become aware of those four parts for yourself. Not needing to make your breath any larger, but just becoming aware of those four parts. And as you're noticing those four parts of your breathing, where do you experience your breath? Is it mainly in your chest, or do you feel it down in your belly, your abdomen? Do you feel it at all along your sides, down by your waist, or even up underneath your armpits? And can you feel your breath in your back? And when I'm suggesting things like this, I would encourage you that if the answer is like at first, like, no, what is she talking about, my breath and my back? Just imagine that it could be there. Just take your mind and go, oh, well, what would that be like if I took my breath back into my back? And as soon as you imagine it, you'll start to do it. Okay, so begin by slowly rolling your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Go slow enough that you can notice how you roll your head to each side, noticing if one side feels more at ease than the other, or maybe it's a sense of tightness. The range is different one side than the other. Again, you're just becoming aware. You're not trying to change anything. You're just noticing. And maybe with that noticing, you have a bit of curiosity. Good. Okay, and then bring your head back to the center. And start by bending your knees and bringing your feet up to standing. And when you stand your feet, we're going to come back to this throughout these lessons. It's real important to distinguish what the standing position is. So it's a place where you put your feet that they're kind of lined up with your buttocks. So you don't want your feet too close together. You don't want them too far apart. And you also don't want your feet too far away. So to give you an example of remember the parasitic effort, everybody move your feet kind of far away from you. Pretty far. Yeah, there. And now feel how much work that is. Feel how your quads just light up, right? Now bring your feet back to standing and find that effortless place. And now with that place, begin to notice back to the tripod, what you learned in standing. So can you feel each tripod? Is that a little bit better? Okay, good. So now you're going to cross your right knee over your left. So you actually cross at the knees. Okay, so your right knee is over your left. That's it, and just let the leg hang. You can do that. There you go. Okay. And now you're going to slowly start to tilt your legs to the right. Okay. And only go as far as it's comfortable. So you start to go over to the right. And as soon as you feel maybe any strain or difficulty, bring them back up to standing. So in this movement, you're actually moving your pelvis. Okay? So the whole pelvis is moving. We're not doing anything now in the hip joint. And when your pelvis moves, your spine moves and your rib cage. So we're doing what you would call a lot of rotation. Beautiful, Jane. Beautiful, Patty. And then you come back. Each time you do the movement, you always come back to the starting position. And just at your own pace, you repeat the movement. And I like to give you several times to do the movement so you can explore and feel what you're doing. So again, there's nothing in the hip now. We're doing all this movement in the pelvis. That's it. And it's really not about making the movement larger. It's looking to make the movement smoother, easier. You look for this sense of ease. Okay? And so often in so many things, we're always pushing, you know, to make it larger or to do something bigger. But in here, it's about the quality of the movement. Let's see if you can cross a little bit more. Yeah. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just see if you can let this come. Yeah, come up. And even if you lean against me. Ah! See, what'd you do that time? So see if you can do that again. Yeah, uh-huh. It's like your belly button starts to go over. So, is it Joe? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Joe just discovered, start to notice your belly button. Your belly button actually follows your right knee. Or maybe it isn't, but maybe you try that. What happens if you let the belly button follow the tilting of the legs over to the right? And what happens with these ribs? Excellent. Nice. Nice, Scott. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So can this come up a little bit more? Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. Come back. uncross your legs and rest on your back. And just notice what you feel now. So have your legs long. Go ahead and lengthen your legs. So whenever I say rest, go to a full lengthening your legs and rest. Yeah. There you go. Again, just kind of notice, huh, what feels different? Or maybe just what are you sensing now? What are you feeling now? Where's your awareness? Bend your knees again. Bring your feet up to standing. Remember where the standing position is, right? So are your feet to be too close together? So everybody try putting your feet and your knees together. That takes work. Okay, now spread them apart and find that place. Got it, Roz? There you go. See? See how quickly your brain is real smart. Perfect. Okay, now, keeping your legs standing like this, you're going to cross your arms to hug yourself. Let's cross your right arm on top and your left underneath. And so that means your right palm reaches as much as it can around to get your left scapula, and then your left hand to reach for the right scapula. Okay? And in this position, you're going to keep your legs standing. That means that your knees don't move, okay? Or your pelvis. Your knees stay pointed towards the ceiling. And you're going to start with your left hand and pull on the right shoulder blade to start rolling your trunk over to the left. And then you'll come back to the center and you'll start to pull with the right hand on the left shoulder blade to go to the right. But the constraint, so parts of these lessons, we also do things we call constraints. That means I give you a restriction. Your restriction is no movement in the legs. So that you learn to have another part of you open up to feel. That's it. So just think you're hugging yourself and you roll back and forth. Maybe more than anything, can you think of how you just pick up one shoulder blade and then the other, right? So if you pick up the right shoulder blade, you roll to the left. Well, I'm going to get to that. So I first want you to just notice what you do with your head. Some people will keep their head in the center. Some people will roll their head with the movement. And some people will actually roll their head opposite. So we're going to try all three. But first, notice what you do. So everybody try it with keeping your head in the center. So there's no movement with your head. And it's like you're turning the shoulder girdle around your head. Yes. That's it, Barry. And you might notice you can lift one shoulder blade a little more than the other. Again, just notice that. That's it, Joe. Now go the other way. Yeah, pull that left shoulder blade up. Yep, but keep those legs down. So how is that? Good. And now let's let you roll your head with the movement. So can you cross a little bit more? Like, yeah, really hug yourself. So as you roll, let's say, to the right, but nope, you can't move the knees, so it's all up here. Yeah. As you roll to the left, your head rolls to the left. And you come back to the center, and as you lift the left shoulder blade, your head rolls to the right. So how do you twist, right, Patty? Isn't that what you wanted, was a nice twist? Mm-hmm. How do you twist this rib cage around your pelvis? Good. Now come back to the center, and can you now have your head look behind the shoulder blade that you lift up? So if you take your shoulders, that's it, to the right, turn your head to the left. And come back.
Let's do that. So as you lift the left shoulder blade, your arms go to the right, your head looks to the left. Feel that. Feel that. It's more natural instead of making it happen. Feel that. Hey, you do it on this side. So your head is looking behind. Think you're looking behind. Should I tell her the rule, Jane, that nobody can say can't around me? What?
It's an opposition. I didn't say can't do that. Now I can't even hug myself.
That is a good place to be at. when you get so confused, it's awesome. That's when you're in the highest level of learning.
Oh, okay.
So that's
always in confusion.
So that's good. So yeah, just think if this comes up, think, I'm going to look behind this shoulder. I want to see what's behind me. Where else would you do something like this? You do this driving in the car. Looking behind. That's it. Now come back to the center. Let's change over your arms. So let's put your left arm below, or left arm above, and your right arm below. Change over your arms. And just go back to the movement, keeping your head in the center. So maybe pick a spot on the ceiling that you look at. Remember, the knees are constrained, and you're just going to roll the shoulder girdle left and right. And just look for quality, not necessarily increasing the size of the movement, but the smoothness in which you can roll from side to side. Feel how you roll along your back. That's it. Again, look for ease and quality. It's a smoothness. And you go from one side back to the center. And how are you breathing now? If you find yourself holding your breath, that means you're trying too hard. So it just means slow down and find your breath again. Good. Okay. Let's let that go. Straighten your legs. Bring your arms down by your side and rest. So speaking of your breath, just notice how you're breathing now. And has anything changed with your breathing? Okay, so this time you're going to bend just your right knee and bring your right foot to standing. Find that good standing place where you feel the tripod. That's it. And you're going to hug yourself again. Start with your right arm on top of your left. Okay? And so this time, as you're going to start to turn to the left, so you're going to pull that right shoulder blade away from the floor. And there's a moment when you're going to start to push your right foot into the floor and your pelvis gets to roll with your trunk, your upper body. But your right knee doesn't. So your right knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. That's the constraint. Okay, and this is probably the most important movement. If you learn anything here, it's this, which is that your pelvis turns around your hip joints. So it's funny how we're always talking about in golf, turn the hips, because it's really the pelvis turning around the hip. So if you feel the right side of the pelvis as it lifts away from the floor, you feel it turns around the femur. And you must keep your right foot, that right tripod, on the floor.
Not
It's just, yeah. What do you mean, yeah, not right? There. So this is your pelvis. And now go back. There. So yeah, you don't move the leg. And what you start to do is really push your right foot into the floor, and you'll feel how much power you have. But your pelvis turns around the leg. Okay, go back. No lifting in here, okay? Just feel, push with the foot, but roll. Just think, can you think of the, that's rolling.
Oh.
Yeah.
That much of a roll, okay.
That much of a roll. So this is your pelvis, and just feel. It cranks around. Nope, but you don't want to lift and tighten here.
Okay.
See, when you lift, you get the IT band going. Mm-hmm. And that's your problem, okay. One of your problems. I shouldn't say a problem, but feel this. Feel how these two separate. That's it. Okay. Feel that separation. Uh-huh. Now let's come a little bit back, and then do it again. There. There. So you're differentiating. This is the pelvis. This is the leg.
Okay.
They don't move as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You get that, it'll change your life. Once you get that, it'll change everything in your life because it's walking. It's everything that you do. Beautiful, Scott. And now go back. So make sure that you do the movement and then you go back and feel how that arches your back and then go back. Now, can you get this foot flat? Yes, no lifting those toes. So be aware of that for yourself. Okay, let me help you. Okay, so lift your pelvis. That's it. So your pelvis turns around this leg. Right, because you're not moving your feet in golf, right?
No.
Right, they stand in that one place, so you need to feel. I promise you, this is a really important movement, but it is. It's walking, it's going upstairs, it's hiking.
Well, now you made me think about it. I can't do that.
Beautiful, Barry. Okay, pause for a second. Come back to the center. Now I'm going to keep helping you. But I'd like you now to bring, we're going to change it a little bit. You're going to bring your arms straight up to the ceiling so that your palms are together. I'm going to start praying. Okay, so here's the thing with this position, okay? A constraint. Nope, straight to the ceiling. You're not allowed to let the hands slip, okay? Palms are glued together. You're going to take this triangle shape over to the left and push that right foot into the floor. So the only way that you can keep those hands together is you've got to do something in your back with the pelvis, right? You're doing great. Yeah, there. Keep letting this go. Yes. Let this pelvis move around that leg. There you go. This is so good for you. There! This is so new. This is all this. Yeah. Bless you.
Thanks.
That, okay, you're doing great, Roz, except come back here. You're moving the knee. Wait. Go back to starting. Okay, so I'm going to hold the knee in place so you feel your pelvis turns around. So this stays, that's it.
That's totally bizarre.
Come back.
Oh, I get it.
There!
You want this sort of like to...
This, yeah, it almost, you're
it's,
almost,
it's
your right
almost,
knee, it's almost flaring, it's almost flaring out. Your right knee almost flares out. Yeah, bring this foot, I know with this knee, it's probably a little harder, there. Okay, and really turn this pelvis. And let that knee, there you go. Beautiful. Shh. Try to stay in what you're feeling and learning. I will make sure I get to each and every one of you. You can see why I like to go around and kind of help each one of you. That's it. So can you bring those arms, that's it, Joe, all the way down close to the floor? Like you just make a game out of it. Like get curious. What would you need to do in your back to bring your arms all the way down and keep those elbows straight? Mm-hmm. So feel what needs to happen more in your rib cage. Yeah, in the pelvis. Stick your belly button out. Yeah, more. More with the belly button right there. That's better. That's it, Jane.
It feels so good.
That's it. Okay, now come back to resting on your back, lengthening your leg, bring your arms down by your side. And again, just notice now how you feel. What's different about the right leg now?
Can't feel it.
She doesn't have her right leg anymore. She lost it.
I'm so happy.
So just notice for you, what does it feel like now? What's changed with that right leg, the hip joint, that side of your pelvis? Are you feeling a little bit more comfortable on your back? A little more at ease? Notice your breathing. Can you take your breath now into your back? Can you take your breath underneath your armpits? And now for a moment, just imagine in your mind, have the idea of doing the same thing with your left leg. So don't go there yet, but in your mind, create it. See yourself with your left leg bent, your left foot standing. See how you're going to roll the pelvis. We're going to first hug. How the whole shoulder girdle turns. Just notice what it's like for you to imagine yourself doing a movement. And now go ahead and bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing. That's it. And we'll start with the hugging, and let's bring your left arm on top of the right. Really try to reach around to get those shoulder blades. Okay? And we started by turning the shoulder girdle first. So that means lifting the left side up, starting to roll to the right. And then you feel how the left foot pushes into the floor and how the pelvis starts to turn. Right, but your left knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. That's the constraint. So let all this come with you too. Wait, yeah, there we go. Let this knee flare. Yep. Let this flare out. Yo. And then come back. So really feel how your belly button follows your chest. That's it. And really open up in that hip. There you go. Okay, so keep that going now. Keep that foot, yeah, and press that foot. Think of the tripod, right? See how many things there are to think about? Feel, that's it, Roz. Feel that tripod and push that belly button out. Yes. That's it, Joe. That's it. See if you can flare this. Yes. Feel that small distinction and push that belly out. We're so told to hold our bellies in. It's not a good thing. Beautiful, Allison. That's it. Excellent. Okay, the next time that you come back to the center, you'll bring your arms up towards the ceiling. Your palms are together. And remember now, the constraint is no slipping of the palms and also no bending of the elbows. Okay? Because if you take out the bend in the elbows, you have to do everything in the back and the ribs. So you're going to take the arms down. You're going to push that left foot into the floor. You're going to roll the pelvis, roll your head. So at this point, involve your head to be involved. So your head rolls to the right. That's it. But Roz, notice what you're doing with this left foot. Feel how you lift that arch up? Then you lose all your power. So it's real important that you keep in the background the left tripod. That's it, Barry. But just see if you can let your head hang without lifting. Yeah. Just roll. And then roll back. Yeah. And then there. So it's only going to be for a split second that it's going to leave the floor. So start again and just let it roll. There. That's what I want. There. Yeah. Because it's too much work to lift your head up. Beautiful, Scott. Beautiful. And notice how much easier it is on this side. Yes? Right? Okay. And you think that that's just because this side's easy? No. This is how quick your brain works. When you're this aware, this is how fast your body and your mind learns. Now, the next time you come back to the center, I'm going to have you look in the opposite direction. So that means as you're going to the right, it's that looking behind the right shoulder. So you roll your head to the left. That's it. That's it, Joe. Keep pushing the foot. So sometimes you'll lose the foot. So slow it down so you can find the pushing of your foot and looking behind your left shoulder. And can you breathe? Beautiful, Roz. That's it, Joe. Barry, keep this knee up. See, when this knee goes in, feel what you do in the foot to compensate. Now, keep everything over here, but find your foot, find your tripod. If you need to pick up your foot, do whatever. Yeah, fine. And now flare this out a little bit without compromise. Yeah. See, this is so tight. So as that gets more open, we want that inner ball of the foot pushed down. Push right there. There, better. There. Okay, and come back to the center. Lie on your back with your legs long, your arms down by your side, and rest. And again, just notice how you feel. Notice what's different or what stands out for you now. Notice your breathing. And one thing I forgot to mention earlier is about your eyes. So some of you have your eyes open, and a good portion of you have your eyes closed. For me personally, I do better, I'm going to speak about me, with my eyes closed because I stay more in tune to myself. And I really sense myself, because if my eyes are open, I'm paying attention to people around me or other things. But anyways, that may not be your story, it's just mine. So I'd like to encourage you to play with that. If your eyes have been open, see if you can close them. And how does that change your ability to sense yourself and your awareness? And for some of you, if you've had your eyes closed, you might want to see what it's like with your eyes open. Again, there's no rights or wrongs. It's really important to discover what happens for you. Okay, so in saying that, let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Let's go back to crossing the right knee over the left. We did this early in the lesson. And with the knees crossed, we're going to tilt again to the right. So you take both legs over to the right and come back to the center. And first of all, just notice if it just feels easier, more fluid.
something different, or just maybe the quality's different. That's it. So you go to the right, and then you come back up. Nice, Eric. Good. Yeah. Right? It's easier. That twist is easier now. Now, the next time that you come to the right, find a place where you can allow your legs to kind of hang out there. So don't overgo, like just don't drop them, but find a place that you're comfortable. And you're going to keep them to the right, and now you're going to interlace your hands and place them underneath your head. Okay? And now fold it. You're going to fold your elbows slightly towards the ceiling. Okay? I think of it as like creating a hammock for your head. Okay? So you really want to let your head rest in your hands. And in this position, you're going to start to lift your head, soften your chest, and look towards your right knee. And it's best to lift on the exhale, and then you lower back down. And each time you do this, you look for the folding of the ribs. And you'll start to feel that the pelvis will move up towards you. That's beautiful, Eric. So the left hip actually comes up. So thank you. Beautiful. Yeah, feel that goes up. Beautiful. And remember, you're not lifting with your neck. Your head should just be in your arms. That's it. So if you lift on the exhale, then when you lower it back down, you inhale. Some of you are holding your breath now. Okay, and do it less because you're working too hard. Okay. So that's it. That's enough.
That's enough.
Mm-hmm. There. Nice. Good. Okay, pause to lower your head and bring your arms down by your side. Slowly bring your legs up, but keep them crossed. And now you're going to tilt your legs again over to the right, just two or three times, and just feel what it's like now. Did something change? Is something maybe available that wasn't there before? That's it. Okay, and come back up, uncross your legs, lengthen them and rest. Just have a couple more movements, so just lengthen them out and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and this time we're going to cross the left knee over the right. I left it out earlier, so I need to add it in. So your left knee crosses over the right, and so you're going to slowly take your legs over to the left, and again, just notice what this side is like. Is this side easier or tighter? And if you notice something like that, like you go, oh, gee, I can't go as far on this side, then the next question, your curiosity, the next thing to ask yourself is, where? Where in you do you feel like you're holding yourself back? Because the moment that you identify the where, it will start to change. That's it. There, yeah, there. Let your belly, now let your belly, because you're holding. Yeah, see, when you let that go, it stops. Yeah, yeah, it's because it's been all kind of congested. Okay, so the next time you tilt to the left, you're going to stay over there, and you're going to once again interlace your hands, They're going to be interlaced in what we call the non-habitual way. So change over your fingers by one. So it's kind of a funny thing, but there's a way that everybody puts their hands together. It's just, it's a phenomena, right? You just, you know? And then if you move them all over by one, it feels really kind of funky, foreign, right? But just know that somebody lying next to you probably crosses their hands this way. Okay, so with this position, fold the elbows slightly towards the ceiling, create a hammock for your head. And as you exhale, you're going to lift your head and you're going to look towards your left knee. Beautiful, Scott. That's beautiful. So you're doing really good. Just the more you fold here, excellent. That's it. The more you fold, yes. Yeah. And make sure that you go completely down. So you don't want to hold your, we're not doing sit-ups. You don't want to hold your head in the air. You're learning to fold and unfold. And for many of us, the ribs don't fold. But it's a critical part in twisting and turning is folding. So the softer that the ribs are, the more functional your spine will be. Yeah. Good. Okay. And slowly come back to center. Take your hands down. And then now take your legs over to the left, let's say two times, maybe three at the most. And just so you keep the crossing and you just see what's different. And then you can let it go and rest. Good. Okay, and then slowly bring that to a close. We're just going to do one last thing, but rest for a moment. Go ahead and straighten your legs and rest. Okay, and let's just go back to bending the right knee, bringing the right foot to standing. Finding that perfect tripod underneath you, right? That foot, the heel, the ball of the big toe, the ball of the pinky toe. Having your mind there, you're going to push those three points into the floor. Your right knee stays pointed towards the ceiling. If anything, it will start to point out to the right a little bit. As you push, you roll your pelvis and your whole self to the left. Good. Excellent. Good correction. Good. And then you come back. Beautiful, Eric. So see, that's what's so key is that you felt and you caught yourself. It's beautiful. And eventually you won't have to catch yourself. That's it. See if you can let more and more and more of all this. Yeah. So at this point, your belly button should be pointing towards these mirrors all the way over here. And it's all by just pushing into that right foot. Beautiful, Scott. Joanne, correct your knee. Or is it Joe? Joe, right?
Right.
Correct your knee, pull it out a little. Yes. It's all this. I have a feeling you sit a lot. Do you? No? That's it. Okay. This will change your walking tremendously. Okay, come back. And let's change over the leg. So straighten your right. And now let's do the left leg. And find it for yourself. So one of the things that happens when you become this aware is you realize also, too, how smart you are. Because you know exactly now where to put your foot. You know where the tripod is. You know what to do. Push that foot into the floor and really let the pelvis roll. There's no lifting. It's a roll. OK?
Okay, so I don't want you lifting. I want you to think. And what may help you with the roll is bring your attention onto the right side. So your pelvis is rolling around the right leg. So just feel, you roll over the right leg. Yeah. Because some of you want to lift up. There's no lifting. That's it, Roz. Keep that knee flared out, because if the knee doesn't flare out, you lose your foot. So try that just one or two more times, and then we're done. Yeah. Notice your breathing. Can you breathe at the same time? Good. But let those ribs, see if you can let something happen right in here a little bit more. This way, but not lifting this up in here. Uh-huh. Yeah. But this ends up, actually, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Okay, and then come back to the center and feel how you're lying on your back now. Legs long, arms down by your side, and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And how is that different now? Did something change in the quality or the ease? Pretty amazing, isn't it? I know, it's like, whoo, right? Great, okay. So just kind of take it all in and how you feel right now, lying on your back, and then you're gonna slowly roll to one side and bring yourself up to standing. And then we're gonna see how you feel in standing. Then we'll take a quick break, huh? But first feel standing.
Full standing.
So full standing, yeah, is there a half standing, kneeling? So, and stand on the, I think it's better on the carpet, the hard floor, but, so go back to just feeling your standing now, and just notice if you just, those tripods are right there. And what else feels different for you? Something maybe in your neck, or your shoulders, or your pelvis. Good. Okay, so let's take just a quick 5-minute bathroom water break. Think about what we've done. Come back with any sharing questions, whatever, before we move into the next lesson. Okay, so just 5 minutes, quick. Okay? Everybody doing okay?
And you're